This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. More regulations from an environmental impact statement could choke the Millennium Bulk Terminal proposed for Longview. The State Department of Ecology in Cowlitz County issued their final EIS last week, reaffirming that coal dust moved through the terminal is not an issue, but still calls for Millennium to mitigate for any of that coal burned or used elsewhere in the world.
As the coal moves out of the Millennium facility and goes to someplace in the world, China, or it could be anywhere else, it doesn't really matter, but anywhere else, and when it's burned, what does it do for CO2 emissions, so carbon dioxide or any other global warming type gases, as they're termed, and you got to mitigate for that. And that's the part that troubles most, because that's a standard that how can a business be expected to address that? And so that's what's really troubling. Millennium has still got a stiff upper lip, and they're saying we're going to work through this, but that's a pretty high hurdle.
Washington Farm Bureau CEO John Stuhlmiller says it's disheartening to watch.
Our bottom line has always been, look, for whatever a permit requirement is, from a regulatory standpoint, make it predictable, reasonable, so that a business can proceed, and make it compatible with neighboring states and so on, so that we can compete in that global, truly global economic environment. And this clearly hinders that ability.
Stuhlmiller says Washington is the most trade-dependent state in the nation, but we continue to create barriers for businesses.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.